Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at the 777 magic that is taking place. And this information could be really useful for any time we have a 777 alignment. There was one in 2007, July 7, 7th month, 7th day, 7th year. And then in 2014, 7th month, 7th day, and 2014 adds up to a 7. So activating a 7. Or, you know, the seven gates that Venus passes through to go into the underworld, the seven chakras that are represented by that, the 7 days of the week that are named after the 7 visible planets in the sky, Sunday, the day of the sun, Monday, the day of the moon, Tuesday, I believe, is Mercury's day, and those are more Norse-related. Thor's day is Jupiter, but related to the god Thor, who's connected to the planet Jupiter. Friday, Freya's day, which is connected to Venus. Saturn, Saturday, Saturn's day. Anyway, so the planets, the visible planets, I think Wednesday is Mars, Mars's day. So we have these connections to the number 7. We have the 7 colors, visible colors of the rainbow. There's actually way more, but our human eye can detect 7 colors of the rainbow. We have 7 notes in the musical scale. We have, there's 7 is the number that's also connected to Saturn, because there tends to be about 7 years between Saturn transits that mark maturation points. So age 7, 14, 21, 28. Looking at how Saturn moves through the sky. It actually has a 29.5-year cycle, but it averages around 7, a little more, maybe 7 point something. So, but 7 is the number that is associated with Saturn. And Saturn's day, Saturday, is the 7th day of the week, right? So, when we think about triple sevens in gambling, if you're doing slot machines, if you get triple sevens, then you hit the jackpot. Now, if we think about, we have a 777 year, 2014, because 14 is 7 plus 7, and 2014 adds up to a 7. So it's like we have a 777 year. That we're working with, and the magic of that number 7 times 3. Then we have July 7th, 2014. That's a 777. And then, of course, there may be other times when we can come across this 777. That magic number, and that the term actually jackpot came from a card game that was in the 1800s. A poker game, and it was the game was called Jacks or Better. So if you had a pair of jacks, then you would win the game, or the game could go forward, or I don't exactly know. I don't really understand how that worked. Or they would have to redeal the cards. But by the mid-20th century, this term jackpot or hitting the jackpot became because of slot machines, basically. So they took that term jackpot and then turned it into this sense of it being really good fortune, or a way to win a prize, or it's also become a term that refers to a good turn of events. You know, like you can hit the jackpot. In shamanic astrology, we refer to a time period when you have 3 major returns happening at once. You have, say, a Jupiter return, a Mars return, and a Venus return. That happens between age 47 and 48 as a triple jackpot. So here we are at having the opportunity to connect into the 777s and it just so happens to turn out that on July 7th, 2014, Saturn is making its 7th the moon is making its 7th occultation over Saturn. Saturn having to do with the number 7. And so we have this whole 7 thing that's taking place. On the 7th of July, The opportunity to activate, seven is considered a number that activates and animates all things, all living things in this reality. It's definitely a middle world. It's kind of actually the number that sits between, you know, if we think of the lower numbers, 1 through 6, as being very much connected to the material world, matter, and the things that matter, having family, having relationship, having home, having, you know, a foundation. And that seven then becomes the point where we start moving into the more spiritual, like it connects the two. It's like that bridge between the two. So animating those kinds of things. Now, another thing that comes to my mind is that we do have four elements in the signs. The four elements are represented in the 12 signs of the seasonal cycle. And and in those four elements, we also have three modalities. And 4 plus 3 is 7. So we can see that this number keeps showing up in many, many different ways and through the mystery. So another way we could look at the number 7 is that it's connected to the greater mysteries, the mysteries of the manifest material world, as well as the mysteries of the more spiritual, the less manifest, the less tangible, and how those bridge together. 7 is also considered a number of faith, having faith that it's all going to be okay, and faith in our ability to walk those worlds, to walk the manifest world as well as the spiritual world, and integrate it into one you know, expression integrated through us as we manifest. And the number 7 is a number that is connected to manifestation, magic and manifestation. Actually, how do we manifest the spiritual into the material? How do we manifest spirit into form? And Saturn really is about that. It's like bringing spirit into form so we can have an experience of it. So here we go. That's the magic of the number 7. And there'll be other times in the future where the number 7 will be featured. And so when you come across that, or you find that there are 7 things happening or 7 events, or, you know, there's somehow this number 7 is becoming featured, you can think about how this number is a bridge and is also about faith and magic and manifestation.